thousands of tanks were destroyed or captured. Hundreds of thousands, maybe as many as a million soldiers were captured just in the first weeks of the war. And Stalin, evidently completely shocked by this event, fell into a week of stunned silence, where he sat at his dacha, reportedly doing nothing but looking at a wall, leaving it to his foreign minister, Vyacheslav Molotov, to make the announcement that Russia was now, the Soviet Union was now at war, and indeed for a week to manage affairs without Stalin's participation. And the situation only got worse, though Stalin himself recovered and became an active part in the war effort. By late November of 1941, only 5 months into the war, the German armies had reached the outskirts of Moscow, the capital. They had surrounded Leningrad, the newly renamed since 1924, old capital of Petersburg, then Petrograd, now became known as Leningrad. And the German troops began to starve the city by surrounding it, not allowing food to enter, and to bomb it into what they hoped would be eventual submission. German armies also, by November of 1941, had taken most of the Ukraine, the most essential agricultural lands for the Soviet Union. As a result of these rapid advances by the Nazi German forces, 40% of the Soviet population was living under German occupation by November of 1941, and 2 million soldiers were held prisoner. Now, there's lots of explanations about why the USSR was so unprepared. The official Soviet explanation was it was the element of surprise that benefited the Germans. The Soviet people were told officially it was the, and I quote from the official statement, it was the suddenness and perfidiousness of the attack that gave Germans the advantage. Most Soviet leaders, of course, knew much better. And likewise, most historians point to a variety of internal failings within the Soviet system, failings that indeed reveal a great deal about the nature of Soviet politics during the Stalin period. One problem was the quality of the army, and in particular, army leadership. The purges in the army in the late 1930s, which devastated the upper officer corps, indeed the whole officer corps, really rid the army of many of its most experienced officers, especially at the command level. The army also was still poorly supplied, poorly equipped. In fact, most Soviet airplanes and tanks and weapons were terribly out of date and, on top of that, in short supply. In fact, this is one of the reasons and indeed the symbolism of the famous Molotov cocktail used so widely by partisan troops in the beginning of the war. They had nothing else to throw at tanks other than bottles filled with explosive liquids, mostly kerosene, and a rag lit at the top. Vyacheslav Molotov, who reportedly suggested this idea, was, of course, the Minister of Foreign Affairs. It's a symbolic weakness as well as a sign of partisan activity. More subtly, in terms of explaining this unpreparedness, the political culture of Stalinism also had its effects on Soviet ability to be prepared, in particular the military. Only a few hours before the attack, officers on the frontier were given direct orders not to give way to provocative actions. Now, Stalin was convinced that Hitler would not violate the Nazi-Soviet pact and attack unless there was a just excuse, unless there was a provocation. And his notion is if the troops at the in the front rose to high military preparedness, Hitler could say, you're about to attack and that's why I attacked you. So he ordered them not to give way to provocative actions. And Russian Soviet military officers used to obeying orders, autonomy and judgment were certainly not encouraged, especially in the wake of the Great Terror. These officers therefore did nothing, and they had to wait 2 hours after the invasion began until they received orders to fight back, and only then did they do so, after already great loss. As you can probably already see by these descriptions, a key factor in Soviet lack of preparedness was Stalin himself, especially Stalin's critical and blind conviction that the pact with Germany was his own brilliant maneuver that would effectively protect the USSR by first creating a buffer zone through these annexed territories, though they made no useful use of this buffer zone. But most importantly, Stalin believed that he had created a document that effectively tied Hitler's hands. He really seemed honestly to believe that Hitler would not attack unless attacked.